Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I am Dr. Vincent Medici, about to do one of the things I love to do most, debunk another myth. Some of you have been told you have Epstein-Barr virus, and although that may be true, I don't think we're hanging on to the right perspective. I had to go to the National Examiner this week, a magazine you all know and love. No, not a literary masterpiece, but nonetheless something that we all glance at as we purchase our goods each week. Not that it's any better or any worse than the LA Times or any of the other rag misdirected magazines that we at one time trusted. Go to the first article, Cher has Epstein-Barr virus. Now, you can say it or not. You can try to get around it. But the bottom line is, this hits people. And I did a show about a month ago, Robin Williams and his issue with congestive heart failure, with cocaine addiction, and with ultimately a suicide. And I made a statement that had we given that the right perspective, or if the people around Robin Williams had given him the right perspective, well, things may have worked out very, very differently. So I'm going to go, as I think is the American tradition, to Hollywood. And I'm going to have you take a look at what many of us must have seen on the front page of, well, one of our rag magazines, but nonetheless, it hits us. It goes from the Examiner to People magazine. Just give it time. Look at this. Cher dying. Well, that's the first page of it. So you have to go to, again, in the top of the section, you're going to see, click the view on the article, the full article on Cher, who has the Epstein-Barr virus. Just click onto that. And there it is. Just the picture to grab you in. Many of us know and love Cher. Let's go to the next page. So just scroll down. It's an article by Roger Hitz. It explains that Cher has canceled a slew of her shows after falling seriously ill. And of course, the exaggerations, she could be working herself into an early grave. Why do I cite this article? Well, it's probably true that, just look to the right, Cher has already endured a myriad of health problems in her life, from a near-fatal bout with pneumonia to a 25-year battle with Epstein-Barr syndrome, a virus that causes chronic fatigue and can kill you, say experts. Now, some of you in the audience have been diagnosed with Epstein-Barr. I have absolutely no doubt. I see it on my intake forms all the time. Or its more elusive, complicated sister, chronic fatigue syndrome. Everybody's come across this. And along the way, you've had the antibody tests where it shows that your IgGs are high, which means you've had exposure to the Epstein-Barr virus. And somebody's telling you that since you're tired and you've had exposure to the Epstein-Barr virus via a lab test, you've got it. First part of the problem, gross misdirection. And we're going to get into that. Then even if you really and truly have that, and I'll define that later, second part of the problem, because it's either been misdirected to you or marginalized. You either suffer from a myth, a misconception, or a marginalization. All in all, it adds up to, as always, the Kool-Aid that you're asked to drink at the cost of what? Well, the cost of not understanding what Epstein-Barr is and what to do about it can be deadly, and it truly can, because this does, in a way that I think is fascinating that I'm going to explain today, this does get behind your most lethal cancers. it can send your B cells into a lymphoma with what we call a Burkitt's expression. And Burkitt's lymphoma is deadly. In fact, I did a show. I dedicated a show a number of years ago to a gentleman named Chuck, an elderly gentleman, a massage therapist, a wonderful human being who wanted his legacy to be the publication of a book on massage. And he'd already had a lovely family, worked in the restaurant business, owned restaurants, and then got into massage therapy in his mid-60s, only to be ravaged by exactly this. And he never understood it. He didn't understand it when he had it, meaning when he had simply Epstein-Barr. It was something you had and something that made you tired and something you worked your way out of. But you see, what Epstein-Barr does, this ingenious, insidious, devilish little virus, is it brews in latent states. And then when it rears its ugly head again, you can be ravaged. And that's what happened to him. And that's what could happen to Cher. And that's why, in a sense, as a rag of a magazine as this is, it is right on. Except they're leaving out all the important stuff. And that's what we're going to get into. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Some of you are. You're just cruising, listening to the radio while you drive or at home, just scanning. Get to the website when it's appropriate and when you can. Hopefully many of you are on right now looking at the same picture I am. It says Cher dying, which is not true if you read the article. But nonetheless, who knows? Is this the next Robin Williams? Okay. Let's start with another article. I put a lot of articles on today. Okay. Let's view this on newly diagnosed. Click to view the few article on newly diagnosed with Epstein-Barr. Newly diagnosed. Just click it. It's up there. Really simple to see, simple to read. This is a blog. This is what people do. They blog. This is what the public does because they don't trust anybody. They don't trust their medical doctors. They don't trust their holistic practitioners. The list of mistrust, betrayal, depression, anxiety, etc., starts from an embryo up till articles like this. No doubt a very nice woman, and here's her story. And is this you? In other words, have you ever been told you have chronic fatigue? Have you ever been told you have Epstein-Barr? Have you been told it and then told you don't have it? We've got to deepen the understanding. So, says Liz, I'm coming to this forum in hopes of getting some help. Now, there she is. She's reaching out. She's alone. Nobody loves her. Nobody cares. Maybe she's got a family that loves her, but nobody knows what to do. Mine is a long story, and I'll condense it. In 2007, after being on armor for 40 years, I started having heart palpitations and several decreases in medication and continuation of heart palpitations. Then I went to Synthroid. So she went from the holistic stuff, armor, to the pharmaceutical stuff, Synthroid. Then she went to the woman doctor. Does this sound like you? Who balanced the hormones, the adrenals, the female thyroid hormones, the female hormones, the thyroid, more tests. And all the time, I still felt like I had the flu and just awful. Yeah, Epstein-Barr can hit you like this. The test showed adrenal fatigue. Why run the test? How could this not be adrenal fatigue? We're going to get to that later. Female hormones low. Of course they're low. So let's give you some progesterone and some pregnenolone and some DHEA. This is the way it works, and this is not the way it's supposed to work. We're spending a desperate woman's time and money, and we're cultivating here a perception of what became her long ordeal that ended nowhere. And I see this all the time, with rare exception. And it's not that we don't have knowledgeable doctors, both allopathic and holistic. It's we don't have effective models. Nobody knows how to approach it. This is not the way. But take this in, because this will remind some of you of you. The tests showed adrenal fatigue, blah, blah. In late August, the doctor wanted to test you then for Epstein-Barr. I thought it was rather odd, but was tested and on September 8th found out that I tested positive. Note that it doesn't tell her what the test was. Now, this may well have been Epstein-Barr. First problem, was it a PCR test? Was it testing for the actual virus? Was it a serology test? did you get the active virus in the blood, or did you do better, get a PCR, the genetic matter? This virus is just a strand of DNA, a single strand. Were there evidences of that in some fluid that could give us a number that could tell us just how infected she was? First question, but she's not getting that specific here. Of the four number markers in the blood test for the virus, the first two had already gone back to normal, but the last two were both in the 500s, which said that I am in the convalescent or recovery stage. This is the type of nonsense that I do these shows in regard to. She's already feeling horrid. She hasn't felt much better. But she's being told, based on the tests, that she's had the disease, she's had the virus, because the tests show it. These tests aren't even taken correctly. And that she's been told via the tests that she's in the convalescent stage. Well, at 500, we don't know how latent the virus is gone. In addition to which, whose 500 are we talking about? They're all different. Those numbers are norms that may not be specific to the person. Just on that basis alone, I could do a whole show on that, but this really isn't the point. Remember, she already knows she's in recovery. This is an article about Epstein-Barr. What's it doing here? Because Liz's journey is just beginning, perhaps unknown to her. After being diagnosed, it seems I feel even worse. So she's in convalescence, recovery, but she feels worse. Flu-like all the time and exhausted, but she's recovering. Probably just crashed after all the stress of those months and also knowing there's no treatment for the virus. Why is she concerned about treating the virus when she's been told she's in the recovery stage? Because she doesn't believe anybody. Because deep down in her intuitive faculties, she knows the tests were bogus in the first place, and they are. First of all, it should have been a PCR test. What they had to have done to say this are antibody tests, stating that there were no IgMs and a lot of IgGs, which means that, without getting too technical now, she was exposed and then it was gone. That's when the IgGs are there, the IgMs go low. To even do this with an antibody test is ludicrous. She doesn't have a good doctor. That's the first thing that has to be understood here. Balancing hormones with what? I'll bet you this woman doesn't sleep. I'll bet you she's been a stress case from the day she was born. I'll bet you she's incurred more trauma along the way. I'll bet you those stresses are not just emotional. I'll bet you the full meaning of stress she doesn't even have an awareness of, and nor does her doctor. And this is why Cher has it for 25 years. You go on the Hershey Highway, and you know where that goes. This is a roller coaster ride, and in the end, you just crash into a wall. And this is what I mean. It's not that doctors don't care. It's not that patients aren't sincere. It's that our models stink, holistic and otherwise. But that's not your story, because you're willing to get educated, thus the theme of my show. If you're new to the show, and every show, about 40% are new, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. If you're not on my website, get to it, because you can't understand this show unless you're on the website. Not fully. If you can't because you're driving or at work or wherever, go home as soon as you can. StraightTalk.cc. 176 shows. Scan them for what interests you and get hip. I mean, don't they just keep getting better and better? That's because you keep getting smarter and smarter. I assume, in fact, that you're listening to these shows regularly, and although I welcome newcomers, I talk like you know what the other 170 are about. That's because knowledge is cumulative. There's a payoff for putting this together. Wait till we link this to cancer so you can start to understand really why Epstein-Barr is so and potentially so deadly or not. So let's continue with Liz. She feels worse. Probably just crashed. There's no treatment for the virus, but we are spending billions on a vaccine. We're looking for that vaccine. We've been looking for that vaccine for 25 years. Your tax money to the NIH, we're looking for that vaccine. We're going to cure everything with a vaccine. We're going to forfeit and forget about the 100 things that Liz could do.